Oh, yeah, I think that might be it.
Right. Oh, my goodness gracious. There we go. Now we're live. Starting the song over. Oh, dude. We are live. I'm pretty sure. I'm like 99% sure. It's Totally Local Podcast. Check out my melon all up on Instagram Live. Otherwise, check me out on Facebook. Check us all out on Facebook. It's Totally Local Live Podcast. Colorful characters. Local businesses in and around the Jersey Shore area. You know it. You love it. You love the area. You love the beaches. You know, we got a lot to jump into today. As always, hello, Aaron, Levine, LG Insurance. How we doing, man?
What's up, Andrew? I'm doing great. Hey, nice to see you as always. I'm doing great. I'm a happy guy.
Brother Ming, how we doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you. I really love that right when all this started, you hopped on, you got that sweet backdrop. you hooked up all your gear, you brought it home, and you've been nonstop like all of us have.
Well,
I think it's kept us sane, right?
Yeah, I think so, because it's funny too. I got a couple things to just right off the bat. First of all, it's funny the availability people had there for a hot minute. And now, like, there's certain, like, Leo, my co-host, you know, he dropped off. I don't know where he went. He won't answer anything. Mike Merrill, my buddy, longtime recurring guest on the show. He's too busy doing the Twitch streams and DJing online. You know, nailing people down now is more difficult, which makes me believe that things are, I don't want to say getting back to normal, but they're kind of like getting, you know, sort of back to normal. Which brings me to something I've mentioned in a couple of posts is this the last Totally Local Podcast? And when I say that, I do it to bait you into watching this. But what I actually mean is this the last quarantine edition? Is this the last edition that I can actually say is quarantined? Because I mean, I think Gov Murph, we don't have to stay at home anymore. We're not grounded anymore, right? Like, as people, we can go out legally and not get, like, you know, in trouble or scolded.
I can't say I'll see you at the bar yet, but if there's tables and chairs in the middle of the street down Cookman next weekend, it could be like, I'll meet you at the table and we can have drinks at the table. I don't know how that's all going to work.
I don't know how it's, you know.
So yeah, and it seems like a lot of these cities are kind of taking things into their own hands. I just saw Asbury put out something. I guess their city council got together and they're like, hey, we're going to open up indoor dining, you know, and we'll, you know, if they shut us down, we'll deal with that when it happens.
So crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Meanwhile, there's really been no vaccine or anything invented yet. So
yeah, it's still all up in the air. But people have just decided, like, we're sick of this. They've told us certain precautions that we could kind of maintain, which is good. And you know, business, you know, the economy's got to start moving again. So it's everything's in like this gray area. So I don't know. I just might call this the official last quarantine edition.
Okay.
and keep doing, you know, until the next week when the governor's just like, all right, well, just kidding. We're still quarantined.
Good on Asbury for opening up indoor. Good on Long Branch for shutting down streets for the weekends. Brighton Avenue is going to be closing down for street vehicular traffic to allow for the restaurants to put tables in the street. Like, so long as we have good weather, knock on wood, everything's going to be fine. But good ups to Atlantic City. Open container laws are not in effect on the boardwalk. So you can just go buy your drinks and then drink on the boardwalk and not get in trouble. But I feel like you can do that now anyway.
You don't have to brown bag it. You could just have it out.
But like now, you know, Long Branch and Asbury and Point Pleasant should just say, yeah, just go get drunk wherever you want to and not worry about it.
Yeah, as long as, you know, I mean, I want to tell people to be responsible. I don't, you know, it's all so crazy. I mean, Ming, you were on the boardwalk. You were streaming from a shared universe, like, you know, the mini version on the boardwalk. Is that timed up? Are you still there? Or did you have to move out? What happened with that?
No, unfortunately, this past weekend was the end of our run on the Asbury Park boardwalk. It was always meant up as a pop-up studio. The space was vacant for the winter, and I had asked if we could set up there until the summer tenants moved in. And we were actually supposed to be out around the end of March, And of course that got extended, although not really because we weren't allowed to be in there for the, the 2 months that we had extra, but it did extend us far enough where I was, I went in, we cleaned it out this weekend, but as we were cleaning it out, I saw all the crowd. It was pretty crowded. People were being safe. Some people were wearing masks, but it was a decent crowd. It was really nice out. And I'm like, wait, I don't have to be out of here till Sunday night. I should set up a table outside. I can run some power over. Internet's pretty strong on the boardwalk. There's a public Wi-Fi out there. And I was like, I'm just going to sit out here and podcast. And I set some gear up. I had an extra chair and I set up a sandwich board that literally said, tell me a story. Uh-huh. And people started passing by. And of course, you know, we get a lot of colorful characters in Asbury.
That's right.
So got a couple people, you know, had a few to drink. That was interesting. I met a dude. He somehow became the fencing coach for the nation of Bangladesh one year for their Olympic team or whatever. I don't really know how that happened because he didn't really get it out in a coherent manner. And it might not even have been true, but I don't care.
Yeah, good story.
Yeah, right. I met another guy who just got out of jail. He wrote two books while he was in the joint.
Wow.
And told us about the books. I had a couple of people that just happened to have guitars slung across their back. So we had some live music. It was pretty interesting. It inspired me. I may see if maybe on the weekends, maybe we could go and just set up somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell that magician guy on the boardwalk to move over and be like, yeah, man, we want a podcast, buddy.
Yeah, 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 come on, move that over.
And cell phone.
Yeah, where are you hiding that pigeon, buddy? Just move it over to the left, let Ming set up, and let's get the podcast going. I mean, I'm excited to, you know, I'm thinking what my mysterious, invisible podcasting co-host, Leo. I'm imagining that, you know, what he's alluded to in the past is that he didn't want to do all this BS. He wanted to be in person. So I'm hoping that, you know, I've begged him, I've told him I'll renegotiate his contract if he wants a pay raise, that he could, you know, once we get in back into a shared universe, we could actually sit down and talk. What's Madison Marquette going to do with that space anyway right now? Like, it's not like anyone's going to be taking it for the foreseeable future.
I was hoping for that. I was like, all right, I don't think anyone's really looking at beachfront real estate right now. And mm-hmm. I was hoping, well, maybe, you know, maybe they'd let us extend our stay there over the summer. But based on the crowds that I saw this weekend, there's a business probably should move in there and make money and pay the summer rent, which is not cheap as well, as you can imagine.
Yeah, but who's gonna go in there? Like,
That's a great question.
Office in there. I mean, you know.
What kind of office are you going to put in there?
Maybe we'll put an insurance office
in. Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I'll open an LG East.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great spot. I mean,
right? I just need a place to go every day. If I can go down to the beach and have an office.
Yeah, we could do like a triple, like shared universe OK7 LG, you know, office and just have it there. You know, that would be perfect.
Send me a contract. As long as it's like $250 a month, I'm in.
I don't think it's that cheap, unfortunately. I did see, you know, brisk business. We're bordered by two restaurants. The Iron Whale is on the left and Robinson/McLuhan's is on the right.
Yeah.
And they were doing boardwalk side alcohol. So you could get cocktails with a sealed container and you could get beer. And they had to explicitly tell you that you're not allowed to drink it on the boardwalk.
Wink.
But once you left their site, they kind of said, like, you know, you're on your own.
Good luck.
Yes. And so, of course, you know, of course people were, you know, once they're out of eyesight, they were ripping those sealed containers open and drinking their Mai Tais. So, but they were doing pretty good business. So
It's so funny how things like, you know, people that, you know, had to go into, you know, to an office, you know, similar to like the movie Office Space, they had to sit in a cubicle, then they could do the exact same stuff at home. It's amazing what like a national emergency, a global pandemic will do to be like, all right, well, I guess you could go home and work because you could do the same for most people. You could do the same work. And then also this whole drinking in public thing, you know what? Let's just drink in public now. That's totally fine. You know, but you know, desperate times, desperate measures. Everyone's happy, I guess, for now.
I really hope they keep it. I know, you know, New Orleans maybe wasn't, you know, the benchmark, yeah. to set for something like that, or Vegas or wherever else there are open container laws. But I think once you take that restriction away, I think people will be somewhat. I don't think it's going to be a drunken puke fest.
I hope not.
On the boardwalk. If this continues,
that's when you have to get some insurance from Aaron. I don't know I don't know which one you'd have to get, but there's definitely some insurance you need.
Yeah, it's, you know, the way the laws are written in New Jersey for liquor related liability issues. You know, the sealed container is great because then you're on your own. But it's if you keep going back for more sealed containers, there becomes a responsibility to the restaurant owner in some way, shape, or form. When you go back and get in your car, or a fight happens on the beach, you say, "Oh, I bought 9 drinks from the Iron Whale." You know, you're still on the hook. You know, in some ways over there. So it's gonna be interesting. We'll see if they get lifted.
You're going from buying a sealed container to be enclosed in a sealed container because you threw up on the threw up nude on the boardwalk and the cops had to take you in.
No, the liquor stores are responsible for liquor liability coverage. Also, whenever we insure a liquor store, we make sure that they have liquor coverage, because if I go in and I buy a bunch of nips and bottles of stuff and I go and drink it in my car and do something stupid, you know, there's always an exposure there because the lawyers are trained from day one to sue everybody.
Yeah, I never even think about, like, there's so many
variables. Everybody. everybody's at such risk with everything that's going on, but it's nutty. But I was on a call just before this at noon with one of the largest landholders in New York City about, reopening Manhattan. And they're hopeful that in the month of July, things are going to start coming back and offices are going to be reopened and businesses are going to start to be revived in, starting in July, as opposed to where there was an earlier projection that it might have been September. So things are looking on the up and up right now, with precautions, of course, but it's all about bringing that community back together. And, being able to podcast and do this in person would be great if we can get together and do this live next time. I'm all about it. I'm ready.
It's definitely opened up the possibility right before, right before we went live, which took a little longer than expected. But me and Ming were talking about how, he instructed me on how to set up the logistics of how to do this from my studio and get it all working. But at the same time, there is something to be said. Like, we were talking about how I'm going to do the 100th episode. I'm going to do it from a shared universe podcast studio, because there's just something about being able to get together and sit down with people. At the same time, though, it's cool to be able to do this. And I think that, after everything kind of whatever settles down or whatever we're in, we'll be able to do some kind of a hybrid, maybe, where we can have somebody on Zoom and then, do this kind of screen on screen kind of stuff, so we could be in the studio and also get people remotely.
We would dial in people remotely, but I was always insistent on people coming down to the studio. I think, in this day and age, no one talks to you. No one really, unless you go to a bar or something, no one really talks to each other face to face anymore. Yeah. You're either texting. Some people FaceTime, but I was really insistent on people coming down, and so I never even really entertained the thought of doing anything purely remote until all this hit. And I was really afraid of losing that interaction, that just that human interaction of being, now 6 feet away from each other, at least in the same room. I was really worried. I was like, can you bust balls across the computer screen? Can you maintain that level of ball busting? And I learned very quickly that you can.
You definitely can.
Yeah. And once I realized that, I was like, okay, well then maybe this won't be so bad.
Who needs better emojis than just me putting up my hand clapping? If we could put poop emojis in the corner
definitely
other reactions, I think it'd be really cool.
We need technology to catch up with us. We need poop emojis.
Come on.
I think on the flip side, though, if you prior to 12 weeks ago, most people wouldn't have jumped on a Zoom call. I think a lot of people were reluctant just because they didn't want to mess with the technology, or they just didn't want to do it. But when you're forced to do it and you see that it works and it becomes normal, That's not a bad thing. So we've kind of expanded our business where it's worldwide now. If you want to start a podcast in California, you can, and I can talk people through it like this. We teach classes here, and I love doing them in person. I'd always thought can we do this remote? And I don't know. I guess I could work, but I've done a bunch of them over Zoom, and it's worked out pretty well. So it kind of opened up our business some in a way. And even for people who are local, sometimes they can't get down here. They're in Edison or wherever, or even they might be in Long Branch or Little Silver. They can't make it down. They're like, well, I'll just dial in from home. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And we can keep going. So in the end, you know, as long as you keep people going, I think it's good.
Definitely. And, I mean, it's, you know, it's a give and take, and there's benefits to each side of it. I think it's really interesting that, you know, from what I understood, and I guess I was wrong, but I thought that the governor said you're allowed to do indoor dining, but I guess Asbury Park is just the city council was just like, they're just like, we're going to do indoor, and too bad.
They went rogue for sure.
I can't believe Asbury. I mean, I'm happy for them to, you know, maybe making up their own minds as long as they feel it's safe. But it's very interesting for, I don't know what the governor is going to come down and like, you know, shut places down or what the deal is going to be. But that's really interesting that they just decided to do that.
No, it's within the governor's guideline is indoor gatherings up to 50 people or 25%, whichever is lower. Mm. Yes, he said no indoor dining, but it's still within the guideline of that under 50 people or 25%.
So they're not really breaking any laws.
They're kind of bending.
Well, it's good PR because all these like news places are like covering this.
The restaurants need, you know, to be able to serve more people. Even if it's 10 or 15 or 20 more people, you know, per seating, it's all going to help because so many have been struggling for so long. It's going to be a fun vibe. I think it's going to be a cool vibe for the next couple of weeks. You know, as the weekends and things get shut down, I mean, try to get a reservation. I don't know. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah. You know, I think it's definitely going to be tough. You know, it's some people were nervous about going out, but I think more people are just like, F it. I want to go out. I don't feel sick. I'm not sick. I they keep telling us different rules. So as long as I'm healthy, if people, this is a scary thing, but if people are responsible, then go out. And that goes across the board. If you're going to drink in public, be responsible. If you don't feel good, don't go out. But if you can be responsible, then yeah, go for it. You know, have a good time, you know. Ming, when you were on the boardwalk, I mean, you said it was kind of crowded?
It's pretty crowded. I know they limited the amount of beach badges being sold per day, and then, you know, the yearly ones were limited as well. But it was fairly crowded. It was you know, of course, not as crowded as a normal like 80-degree day in May or June on the boardwalk. But there were a good amount of people. The parking lots were full, so I don't think people are that scared to go out. I think they've just been dying to be. You know, they don't want to waste their summer. You know, it started. They want to get going, and that's what it looked like. And I would say about half the people were wearing masks on the boardwalk, for the most part. Maybe a little more than that. I think people are definitely leaving their houses though.
Now, Aaron, I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little sad. You flashed a little picture on the social medias of a Pablo Escobar-esque, you know, just you know, really like heavy 70s, like I would buy insurance from that. You're clean cut right now.
Insurance from that guy?
I think I would. I don't know. But that's one way I know that the restrictions are lifted is that you're clean shaven right now. I do miss the mustache. Your wife wouldn't let you keep the mustache, is what I understand.
There was it was my wife didn't like it, but then my 2-year-old whose birthday is today, happy birthday, Dare.
Happy birthday.
You look silly.
As long as you don't look scary, as long as she wasn't scared of you, that's a good thing.
It wasn't scary. It was just straight silly. I'm trying to. I gotta find this picture now. There it is. Let's see if I can do a share screen without screwing things up. So we can
see. Yeah, Aaron, all you needed was a Hawaiian shirt and the Ferrari. You would have been Magnum PI.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. It says host disabled participant screen sharing. So
let me see.
Yeah, you got to go to share screen down at the bottom and allow multiple participants. We're all Zoom experts now.
This is where Ming comes in. He knows this stuff.
We got to see this photo.
I know. I'm trying to. Where is it? Where'd you say it was?
Down at the bottom, it says share screen.
There's a little arrow.
Hit that, and then multiple participants can share screen or whatever it says.
Yeah, I think I did it. There we go. Move it over to the left a little bit or the right. We're only getting half the stash. Maybe I'm getting half the stash.
I don't know.
There we go.
That's awesome.
It's only coming up half the stash. I don't know why. What's going on here? Yeah.
That's awesome. I see it.
There it is.
I think it looks great. I don't know. Happy birthday to your son. I don't know what he's talking about, though.
Your daughter.
Oh, man. You're ready to start a private investigation firm right now in Hawaii.
Definitely. That was cool. That's really cool. I'm a big fan. Maybe in the future, Halloween, by then, maybe you could just have it back and you can be Magnum PI. That would be awesome.
Here we go. I just got to grow this. But you know what? I started getting like that beard tan was coming in. So I'm like, take the face down a little bit because I don't want that weird tan. If I do decide to take it off in July, we're going away next week. So I'm going to be on location in the Outer Banks when we do our video next week.
You have a little vacation planned?
Well, the Outer Banks next week. Everything's open. Restaurants are open. People don't wear masks down there. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be nice to get away. Get out of New Jersey.
Get a little traveler's insurance on that.
No, I actually did buy the travel insurance.
Did.
Somebody got sick before we left. It just kind of covered it.
So what is that like for traveler's insurance? If you go down there, what is that? Does that cover like if you get sick, if somebody like falls, like what does that cover? Yeah,
for this trip, it would have covered if we wanted to cancel it, right? If somebody got sick and we had to cancel, mm-hmm. we would have gotten our money back because we rented a house for a couple thousand bucks for the week. So it would have just covered the cancellation to get us our money back because we had to prepay everything.
Right on.
So that's kind of why I did it, just to kind of hedge the bet just in case something came up and, we couldn't go. We would be able to cancel and not lose all of our money.
Right on. Are you going to bring your computer down there? Are we going to be seeing you with like a margarita from your phone? We might run into some.
Rub it in. Totally. You got to rub it in.
Laptops go with me wherever I go. I bought a couple of weeks ago, one of those portable second monitors. Like it's just a flat screen. It was like $300 on Best Buy. And it's another 16-inch screen that just sits right next to my laptop.
Uh-huh.
So that I can have a double screen wherever I go.
That's a good idea. I have to look into that. I got those clunky old like CRT, like old school monitors. I need to get with the times here.
Yeah, I've got good monitor setups over here. You've seen them.
Yeah. What's the deal with your office then? You said before you're going to allow people to work remotely, but you're going to also clean it out, maybe call up Serve Pro in Long Branch and get them to disinfect everything. And then you're just going to, is it going to be like an open office policy where your employees could just come in, or schedule? How are you going to work all that out?
We're officially opening back up. And, I kind of asked everybody to start coming back on the 22nd. I had one person ask for the 29th, but people are ready to come back. We're going to make sure we're socially distanced and socially responsible and responsible to one another. If somebody's not feeling well, they're going to stay home and grab their laptop and work from home for that day and the next couple of days until we figure out what the following steps for protocol are going to be. Mm-hmm. But time to get our community back together, get us back working in the same building. Everybody's doing a fantastic job working from home, but it's really time for everybody to be to be rolling and be back together again. And we'll see how it works out over the next couple of weeks.
What about you, Ming? Did we touched on a little bit, but like when does the studio? When are we gonna party in the studio, man?
I mean, I've been waiting for this day for about 3 months. But when the governor said June 15th that all non-essential retail can open, or I guess we're a service business, but I'm going to lump that into retail as well. That's when we're going to do it. So I measured at most points across the podcast table. It's about 6 feet. We've got plenty. I purchased a ton of this. Mm-hmm. There's enough of this. We wipe everything down anyways. And, it's not like we have like 87 people in here. We're talking, two, maybe three people in here at a time. Yeah. We'll keep it limited. And, officially as of Monday, we'll be accepting in studio appointments for sure.
That's
and,
sweet.
I'm looking forward to it. So,
you got the whole new, you guys set up the whole new office, like the whole new, like studio, the whole new office, like multiple rooms, one location. And like, it was like the next day, they're like, sorry, Ming, you can't do anything fun. You have to go home.
Yeah, pretty much. We moved two floors up. I mean, you've both been to the other studio on the third floor. We moved up to the fifth floor and we have, it's a big, I guess it's a suite. We call it the penthouse, but penthouse would preclude that you took over the entire floor. But, if you want to think that, that's great.
Yes,
maybe
sir.
One day. I think there's enough distance around here and we'll have whatever it takes to make people feel comfortable. But, the adage I've been getting from, most of our podcasters in the area is they've been dying to come in. So
yeah,
people haven't ready really to do been, this. They've been asking, when can we get in? When can we get in? I'm like, well, I'm waiting for I was just waiting for the governor. Before that, we did write up a formal proposal that we sent over to Senator Vin Gopal, and I think he passed it on. But whatever it takes for people to feel comfortable, we will have it here. I think we already have it here, but if you need more, we'll go get it.
That sounds good to me. I've noticed too. I mean, you both know as parents, as fathers, that it gets kind of difficult when you're at home. I'm home with a 6 month old, and it's like I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. And as I was up trying to play house music, my baby likes house music. I'll play house music, and he'll fall asleep. So rock on. But I was gently bouncing him to sleep. I was just like. Man, or this morning when he's like teething and stuff, like I'm scrambling around trying to get stuff done, and then for whatever reason he'll fall asleep for me, and I'm just like, wow, remember when I like wasn't here and I had to like get out of the house and go? That is definitely, obviously I love being home with my family. Obviously, if my wife is watching this right now, I mean, she hears me drivel on enough that I don't know if she's watching this, but if she is, I love being home, first of all. Second of all, it's very difficult to concentrate when you are home. So I could imagine there's a lot of people out there that are feeling the same way as far as like, you know, kind of what Aaron's saying, as far as getting into the office and people ready to do that. There is a benefit to get. It's nice to be able to have that flexibility, but it's also nice to be able to just get the heck out of there and get somewhere where you could just kind of focus on what you got to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly, I think I'm going to miss it. As most of you know, before this, I wasn't home a lot. I did a lot of travel.
You were traveling all over.
Yeah, and now those are pretty much all gone. All the Comic Cons I was going to have either been canceled or postponed for the year. And I literally moved all the stuff home. I'm on a card table in the living room, and it was kind of nice rolling out of bed and just getting to it.
Commuting.
Yeah, for sure. And I had that home set up. I may set something up at home so I can do both. I don't know. It was people thought I was dying though. They're like, you must be going nuts not being able to leave. I'm like, it's not that bad.
You definitely have like a Zen approach to everything. So when I would talk to you before and you'd be like, I'm going here, I'm going there, going to Albuquerque, going to Minneapolis, going all these different places, you were just like, yeah, I'm going, or I just got back. And the meter never really moved to where I could tell like, wow, he's really tired. Sometimes I could tell if you've been on a long flight or something, but you were always kind of just even keel with it. But this whole thing, I think, gave us all like a pause to really think about what we're doing with our lives. And kind of approach it in a different way. But Aaron, kind of, you just had the run of the, you had the office, you know, you cleaned it and then you were there. You didn't really, you know, you kind of could get out.
But, you know, for the first couple of weeks, I would bring my daughter with me here for half a day. Then I would work from home for half a day. Then I would work at night for half a day, three halves of the day, or a third of the day, right? 8 hours, 8 hours, 8 hours. Yeah. You know, it was difficult, but we got our childcare back in order, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I've been full time back in the office because there's a lot of things that I want to do for my staff, for myself, for the business, you know, and everybody else around us. You know, Andrew, we're up in our game with the marketing that we're going to be doing going forward, to increase our brand presence and awareness and, you know, spend some ad money. We're going to, you know, try to continue to be the best that we can. So needed to focus a little bit more. So I'm happy to be in the office a full day every day and still spend plenty of time with the kids. And, you know, again, I just can't wait to get to the bar after work.
Yeah.
I just haven't been able to sit at like, you know, epic shouts to like Brando's. I was going there every Wednesday with Pops. We were having a couple Pops and having a good time. I miss Chris. I miss Katie Mumbles over there. And it was nice to be able to just get out and sit down somewhere just for a second. And you really can appreciate it now. Epic shouts to Ralph. Ralph's listening, watching, whatever. And he was asking about the HVAC upgraded. I don't know if that was at Ming or Aaron. He said we talked about it before. But were you guys upgrading?
That with Tara last week.
Ah.
Tara was on or is still on. What's up, Tara? But we talked about coastal refrigeration and those HVAC systems that they're installing, the Remy Halos.
Yeah, the Remy Halos. I remember that.
Yeah, that was last week with Tara.
Epic shouts to Tara. That was a really good one, man. Hearing about, like, it's so funny, like, Mink can attest to, like, kind of what you were saying before. You just start talking to somebody and you just learn these things that you never knew. Like, I didn't realize she's been on Cookman for, like, 11 years, you know, stylist for Patty Springsteen, like, going over to Springsteen's house, like, all that stuff. And that's kind of cool, you know, when you get to sit down or virtually sit down with somebody and kind of talk to them and you learn all these kind of interesting things. You know, so that's cool. And she has an awesome space on Cookman now. That whole, I don't know what the square footage is, but I don't know if she's using all of it, but it's a really nice spot.
Great.
So
yeah, you know, very prominent. Big ups to Hot Mess for sure.
Yeah, man. Good spot. Good spot. Where, you know, just out of some dream spots that you guys can't wait to sit down, Aaron, you've mentioned like the bar a couple times.
That's it. Any bar, you know.
Bar? There's no specific one that you're like, I want to go here.
Give me my 6 feet of bar space and I'll actually be really freaking happy. Sit 6 feet next to me, not too deep, you know, like I want to wait for a drink, you know, whether it's at Tommy's or at Trauma's or anywhere else, like, you know, or somewhere outside would be even better. You know,
as long as I could sit down. I don't like when you go like, you know, there's like the Asbury Yacht Club, which I love. But there's no, well, I guess at night they just take out all the stools. But like, I love to be able to like sit at the stool and just sit there, listen to some, you know, Long Branch Distillery. I hope they get their stuff going and really get everything up and running in time.
They're doing drinks outside. He said that they're going to be allowed to put a tent up in the parking lot, I think. So I think the distillery is going to be open for drinks, you know, starting next week also. I'll have to reach out to Mark and see what's up with that. But yeah.
We should go podcast from there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely.
And I made a joke last week. I was like, hey, you know, outdoor bars, outdoor podcasting. And got a pretty huge response from that. So I think that we're going to have to do it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I figured out
locations. Outdoor somewhere.
Three different spots in the bar. I mean, if I figured this out, I could figure that out. So,
oh yeah.
Pleasant, Asbury Park, Long Branch. We'll cover all.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cover all of all
that's
of
a
the
good idea. Park.
Yeah,
I need a little. I need a little generator, and then I need some kind of like hotspot. And if I have those two things, you know, we could do this. We could just we could set up a like a we get a bus driver and just drive around to each of these spots, you know.
Yeah, our friends at Zuma, they've come up with a board. It's battery operated.
Oh, really?
Batteries, and it'll power it for about five or six hours. So yeah, laptop, and there's Wi-Fi everywhere now. So I think we could pull this off for sure.
Oh, okay. Mike Streichar has just commented. He said, "Launch an outdoor bar podcast." So he wants us all to be at different bars and just, you know, going on about our podcast business.
Oh man,
that
great.
Is Mike from SJS Specialty, correct?
Mike from SJS, that's him. What's up, Mike?
He's a new shared universe podcaster.
Oh, really?
The SJS Specialty podcast. We recorded an episode yesterday.
Epic shout. So is that his first one, or has he been doing a couple?
He's done two, and he took our class as well. So,
oh, nice.
So what I see is all of us, like, you know, we're going to be knee-deep in promo items from SJS Specialty as well.
Perfect.
I have an appetizer coming. As soon as I knew that it was time to reopen, I'm like, all right, what am I going to put on the desks for all my employees and everybody around us? Like, so now they're going to get 10 bottles of hand sanitizer, like, on their desk, take it home and give it out and whatever. Perfect. But yeah, SJS is shipping us a whole bunch of hand sanitizer this week or next week.
That's great. That's useful. You need it. It's timely. It's got to happen. I love that. Oh man. So, you know, what do you guys see? Like, what do you guys got on the horizon? Like, what are you guys planning for the weekend? Obviously, you know, Aaron, you're going to be going away, but you know, you definitely got some time in the office in the area. Like, what do you guys see coming up this weekend? Like, Ming, what do you got going on?
I'm preparing for Monday, the reopening. I mean, we don't have to do much here. We've been kind of preparing for the last couple of weeks. My friend Christine just became a partner over at a bar called the Nip Tuck in Long Branch, which I think a lot of people know.
Nip and Tuck.
And she is planning on turning their parking lot into a beer garden, I'm hearing. And wow. So I may be over there on Monday, perhaps with some gear. I may be podcasting over there if that happens and there's enough room. But I guess officially we can't really go anywhere. Nothing's open until then, I guess. So I don't have any huge plans for the weekend, but I'm using the weekend to prepare for what's coming up, I guess. So yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm curious to see like Long Branch, the Whitechapel projects. I haven't heard much from them. I know Marilyn Soshbach just took over the restaurant there before all this happened. But they have a huge outdoor area, which would be perfect for distancing while at the same time serving alcohol and just having a great time. So I'm hoping they get up and running soon as well. I mean, if I hear of something going on, I may stop by.
You're there. Sure. It's like you have all this, like, you know, the travel time, the hours and hours you'd spend flying around. You don't have to deal with that. So I feel like people are going to be seeing a whole lot more of Ming all up and around this Jersey Shore area.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's not to say, yeah, I'm itching. I'm dying to get out. And I just got HBO Max and all like 12 seasons of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown are on there. And I started watching that, and that's when I started missing everything. And I was like, oh, man. Started getting that itch. It's like, oh, wow. That's what it looks like to be out, like eating at a restaurant and like drinking your face off. I miss that.
You take something a little like the comforts away from people, and then you start to really realize how awesome it was to just do the simplest stuff. So, yeah.
But you know, on the flip side, I want to support all these businesses that really hustled and adapted. Yeah. And then that went on. A lot of the breweries and distilleries did either delivery or the curbside service. I discovered a lot of cool places. There's a meadery in Long Branch called Beach Bee, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Father and son startup business.
And what is it? Beach Bee Meadery?
Beach Bee Meadery. Yeah, gotta give them a big shout out.
Epic shout out.
They're doing meads and they're doing ciders.
Ah,
pretty amazing. Yeah. And like, who's doing mead around here? Who's doing mead in Jersey? Yeah, so definitely check that out. But I don't know if I would have discovered them had this not happened. I saw them on Instagram, and they're like, "Hey, come! We have some like pomegranate or like passion fruit cider. Come pick it up when we release it on Thursday." And I went over, and it was a really cool place.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I've had Jug Handle beer before, Jug Handle Brewery, but like I had a couple, I'd be like, oh, this is good. But like they really hustled. I've talked about them before, and like they have a bunch of great beers. You know, and then just local spots for me, like the Cracker Barrel in Neptune, Shark River Hills. It's not like the Cracker Barrel. It's just been called the Cracker Barrel since like the 20s, and they just kept the name. But they really hustled. Shout out to JP, and like there's been a lot of different businesses where it's just like, you know you support them in this time, but you want to support them, you know, at you know, when everything opens back up.
Yeah, absolutely. But everyone's getting killed, so I admire that. I admire them. Whatever, you know, they did whatever it took to keep going. I love that.
Like, yeah, so yeah, so everyone, you know, don't everyone out there fretting that it's, I said the podcast is over. I did that to trick you. I'm going to be honest. And I also did it to let you know that the quarantine episodes, there's like 28 of them, 30 of them that I consider to be like when this started, that's when that started. And you know, it's just been a wild ride. But if people are allowed out in any kind of capacity, I think I'm going to consider, you know, going forward, it's not going to be quarantine edition. But it's been quite a wild ride. And I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank, you know, Aaron, LG Insurance. You know, you were there day one, man. They locked it down and you were like, let's get this going. Even if we're, you know,
we were supposed to go to the Boardwalk studio.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. That
was the Brett first
Morgan.
One. It was
supposed to be Brett Morgan.
Yeah.
Right.
And Kimmy, right, from Confections of a Rockstar, were supposed to be the first ones. We were supposed to go to the Boardwalk, to the Shared Universe studio on the Boardwalk that day. And then we kind of like tiptoed around it. And then we're like, well, you have COVID and you have COVID. You know, we can't be together. Yeah. So
that was all like, that was all Aaron and Ming. Both of you guys were like, hey, maybe. I'm like, let's do it. Like, let's go. And you guys are like, not a good look, Andrew. Let's wait a minute here. So
then lockdown started like the next day. You were
literally,
like,
yeah, you know, it was all like up in the air. And then all of a sudden, that's so funny. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, 14, I mean,
14 weeks ago, it's crazy.
Oh, man, that is insane.
We'll see. I think there might be something to this outdoor setup idea that I'm going to propose. And I think we may be gathering on the Boardwalk once again.
That'd be great. I think we definitely should do that. Or the roof of a Shared Universe. I was up there. It's titillating.
The unofficial rooftop. Yes. Yeah.
The secret rooftop. That's not so secret because everyone has a roof. Right. Well, guys, I mean, what a ride it's been. Full circle. Totally local podcast. I can't say it enough, man. Like, thanks guys so much for doing
this. I want to applaud you for recording, you know, 30 episodes going multiple times a week.
Yeah.
Getting that sweet backdrop. And I don't know if you realize it or not, but I think there are people out there. I think you kept them going. I think you kept them sane.
Wow.
I think people tuning in, whether they told you or not, you should realize this. I think there are people who, you know, they're stuck at home, and you gave them kind of an outlet. And you know, you can laugh it off. You know, we're just kind of a bunch of goofballs. But I think, I think people were genuinely, you know, entertained. I mean, I know I was, but I think there are people that you don't realize tuned in, got a lot of information that you helped get out. And keep it going, man.
Thanks, Ming. That means a lot. And I mean, thanks guys for you know, for all this. Once again, Ming Chen, a Shared Universe Podcast Studio. If you want to start a podcast and you like talking as much as I do, go talk to Ming, because he could totally hook it up and explain it in any kind of capacity. Aaron Levine, LG Insurance, you're the man. I want you to have a great, you know, mustache or not, I want you to have a great great time on vacation. We'll obviously be checking in, and you know, everybody, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into the quarantine editions. More to come. Totally local podcast. Ain't going anywhere. Thanks a lot, everybody. Peace.